As increased attention focuses on China's communist government and its tentacles in Canada, yet again the United Front Work Department shows up. Sam Cooper, Global News investigative reporter whose book Willful Blindness first introduced us to the United Front, showed us how this group, working in Chinese embassies and in Chinese expat communities around the world and in Canada, links back to the Chinese communist government and is used both for intelligence gathering and for intimidation. From shaking down Falun Gong, the religious sect hated by Beijing, to threatening people promoting human rights in China, the United Front is always there, even involved in the Confucius Institute, a Chinese study group supported by many Canadian universities. The United Front continues Beijing's influence here. And all of this was long before the alleged election interference in Canada or the five so-called police service stations operating in our country. When will Canada actually do something about this? I'm John Gormley.